You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When refugees come to Idaho after getting their housing figured out and acclimating to life here in the Gem State, one of the first things people need is employment. And that's where apprenticeship programs like one at St. Alphonsus Hospital in Boise come into play. The program hires refugees as environmental services workers. These folks make sure the hospital is clean and safe, and they are trained to properly dispose of biological waste. But it is not always easy to fill these positions. Joining us today to talk more about this is jobs partnership is Linda Akiki. She is in the apprenticeship program at St. Al's. She's joined by Clark Pope, who is the manager of the department, and Ellery Creighton is also in studio. She is with the International Rescue Committee, which helps connect refugees with potential employers. Welcome to the program, all of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, Linda, I'd like to start with you because you migrated here from Kenya. So, what was it like when you first arrived here, and then you needed to find work on top of all of that?
The first time when I came here, it was hard to come in United States because I didn't speak English. I was just speak French and Swahili. But on the agencies, they just help us a lot to learn English and trying to figure out how we can get the jobs and make our dream come through.
And Ellery, is this a common
yes.
thing that you hear from folks you're helping?
Absolutely. A lot of our clients come with the skill sets necessary to work these jobs, but face barriers like English, transportation. And once we get all of those things sorted, we put them into spots that are, you know, ideal for them, and they work upward from there.
So, Clark, how did this basically apprenticeship program come about?
Well, we have a tough time filling our positions, and we started to look to where we could go. And this is a segment of the population that we hadn't tapped into. So we've teamed up. We teamed up with the Department of Labor, and we developed an internship. But we found out that some of our immigrants weren't quite ready to start that. So we actually developed another program called our pre-apprenticeship program, where we actually put them through about 60 to 80 hours of class that we've teamed up with the CWI to help us with that. And that's where we were able to get Linda.
And Linda, had you had experience in the medical field before? Was this an interest of yours? Or, you know, how did all this come together?
So my dreams before was just working on healthcare, and I didn't have any experience. But when they tell me I have to take the classes, my agency told me we can help you. And then they just found classes to me, and then I get the job like that when I'm done my classes.
And what's it been like to go through this program?
So I, like how I was telling before, I get the agency, and then they give me the classes, how to do the EVS, to disinfect, things like that. So I take those classes, and then they help me to do my great job.
And is that a big part of it, Ellery, when you're working with refugees? Is as you mentioned, a lot of times they have a tremendous skill set, but there are numerous barriers that maybe we don't think about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Transportation is a big one. Finding, you know, an adequate housing situation that you can get to a job. Navigating the bus systems is difficult. It's a brand new system. And then language is the biggest one, definitely.
So, Clark, you are Linda's manager at St. Alphonsus in the Environmental Services Department. So before this apprenticeship program started, you said you had trouble hiring but also retaining employees. Why do you think that was?
Well, because they don't come in with the right skill set. Just to being able to answer a phone, being able to communicate over the phone, understanding the vocabulary that we use was real hard. The computer, everything is on. Just signing in with their time card is you have to be able to know how to run a computer. And so we were able to team up with them to help them get those skill sets.
How has it been then since you were able to do this pre-apprenticeship program where they learn all of those skills before you put them in the actual work environment?
It puts them about 6 months ahead of schedule than what they normally would be. Because when you're trying to train these things, plus them getting their job done at the same time, it can be awfully daunting. And then they can become discouraged and then not succeed and leave us. So it has really been a real good program for us.
We're speaking with Linda Akiki and Clark Pope. They are both of St. Alphonsus Hospital, and Ellery Creighton with the International Rescue Committee, talking about a really unique apprenticeship program that St. Alphonsus does, helping refugees find meaningful work. And for you, Linda, what is it like to have this new career opportunity?
The first thing, so I'm glad I'm working on St. Alphonsus because when I get there, I always think everything is hard because, you know, everything, computer, everything, and it's the things I didn't do before. So, but I can say thanks to all my management because they're just showing they care about us and they make us a friend. They just teach us how we cannot be afraid to ask anything. If you need anything, they are able to help you. So, and then those one thing, it make me to take everything easy and learn quickly because I have people around me, they support me.
And when you talk about, you know, kind of this community that you have at work now, how does that affect your entire experience having relocated to Idaho? And there are so many changes you've had to make.
I can say my dream before it was to working on healthcare, and I don't know a lot of things. And the things I can say, they just showing me I can do that. They support me, they help me, and everything comes easier to me.
And Ellery, from IRC standpoint, what about this partnership works?
Mm-hmm. It's just being able to provide refugees with the adequate skill sets, the help that they need, you know, identifying, you know, how to use a computer, clocking in, clocking out, which we also address in our job readiness training at IRC as well. But specifically for St. Alphonsus' systems, it's opened the door for numerous refugees with adequate backgrounds to find meaningful employment that they can work upwards towards.
You know, it's so fascinating, but it shouldn't be. That it's simple things that we take for granted, like how do you clock in and clock out?
How do you clock in? How do you clock out? How do you ask for help? How do you budget the money that you receive, paying taxes? I mean, there's so many levels that I think people take for granted that you have to relearn in an entirely new language sometimes in a new system.
So let's talk about the wages and everything because, you know, $12 per hour. Is that sustainable? Because that comes out if they work 40 hours a week at about $25,000 per year.
Luckily, there are some multi-parent families where two wages combined can supplement, but it's still cutting it close. You know, our average wage in Idaho for refugees is about $10.70 an hour, which is, it's really difficult, especially as housing prices rise and cost of living in Boise goes up. It's a challenge, but luckily St. Alphonsus has been great in being able to offer, you know, competitive wages, promotions, all of that kind of stuff.
Because that matters, right, Clark? I mean, no matter who your employee is.
Absolutely. And the thing is we know that environmental services is a entry-level position, but Linda's one that she's actually taking classes now to become a CNA so that can move her up to another position. And there's a lot of different areas they can go to, not just stay in environmental services.
And Ellery, does that go back to part of it? Is it kind of like get people in the door?
And a lot of it starts with hospitality and hotels, where they are in that position for a while, they learn the English, and then we can move them into an EVS position, into the pre-apprenticeship program, and even, you know, jumpstart from there.
So, Linda, what was it about you wanting to take yet another career step to become, you know, a CNA?
Yeah. So that's why I say I thanks my management because they want you to move up. They want you to know more. If you know this, they want you to move up. They doesn't want you, like, stay.
Just stagnate in that one
they
thing.
They try to, like, put everything you want or everything you want to do. They are able to help you, which is good to us because we want to learn more.
And Ellery, what kind of problem is this apprenticeship program solving, would you say?
I think just being able to provide more opportunities. The job market in Boise can be difficult to maneuver sometimes, and having an open door for English language learners is really significant and really beneficial for the communities that we serve.
And Clark, about how many people are in the apprenticeship program currently with you?
Well, right now I believe they have 15 that's going through. This is our third cohort. We've hired 11 from the first two cohorts. We have a fourth cohort that is scheduled to start in April. So we have a four hospital system that we want to look at serving, and so we're.
So it's not just then for refugees specifically in Boise, hopefully, because as we know, you know, yes, the majority of the population is in Boise, but there are refugees that also live in other areas. Mm-hmm. So it's giving them that opportunity as well.
Yes.
I want to thank all three of you for coming in and talking to us about this today. Just appreciate the information about it.
Thank you for having us. Thank you very much.
Our guests today, Linda Kiki and Clark Pope, both of St. Alphonsus Hospital, and also Ellery Creighton of the International Rescue Committee, talking about a very unique apprenticeship program with St. Alphonsus Hospital. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.